The Rockefeller Foundation president said $100 million was being channeled through an initiative called Digital Jobs Africa in six countries: Ghana, Kenya, South Africa, Nigeria, Morocco, and Egypt.
We are excited to see so much opportunity and such a growth market in ICT more broadly across the continent, certainly with broadband coming to the east and so many technology parks growing, so many companies really growing on technology-based platforms. We know that the youth bulge predicted for Africa means that we have to focus, the continent has to focus on employing this extraordinary youth bulge that we're going to see. And so developing growth and developing growth in the ICT sector, which often yields some of the better paying jobs.
Africa's health and prosperity does not only depend on high technology. Rodin says the continent is also experiencing unprecedented shocks and stresses as a result of climate change, from drought to flooding. Millions of lives are at risk.
Well, we've seen challenges because of our work in Africa and South and Southeast Asia. Certainly climate shocks, increasing drought and heat and flooding, either too much rain or too little rain, all across the African continent in each growing season. So the impact on agriculture is significant, certainly the impact on livelihoods significant.
She said the Rockefeller Foundation is working to help small farmers deal with the effects of climate change. It's collaborating with partners to improve water management so runoff from flooding can be used to irrigate fields. In partnership with the Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa, the foundation is helping to develop drought-resistant seeds. Also, together with the World Food Program, they have developed a technology called Risk Metrics to help predict an impending drought.
We then created, and the African Union is now running this, a country-level insurance mechanisms where the country can buy insurance against the next vulnerability, climate-related vulnerability. And what that does is allow them to get access to resources immediately rather than waiting for development aid once the crisis has occurred, as well as preparing for it more effectively because they have an earlier warning system in the process. And that insurance-like mechanism is one piece of the solution.
Rodin sees potential in African agriculture. She was inspired after visiting a group of mango farmers in Kenya who have teamed up to find new markets for their crops.
The message to the smallholder is think like a business person. Think about all of the ways that you can use your crops. Think about what joining with your neighbor might do in terms of increasing your productivity and your ability to gain more access to bigger markets that would allow you to get more for your product.
The Rockefeller Foundation is also helping African governments deal with another issue occasioned by climate change, the spread of disease.
We know because of climate change that more infectious disease has been skipping from animals to humans, many, many varieties over the last 30 years when we didn't believe that was possible before. So as we see these changes, we've got to prepare both health workers but also health systems to develop the capacity for early warning, early monitoring, and more effective responding.
Rodin says these and other projects include critical market-based solutions that should help Africa continue to develop. She encouraged governments to refine their policies to help guarantee their success. Reporting for VOA News, this is Ruben Chama in Nairobi.